east of the island, leaving at 2:15, back at 5:00 in time for tea. This is the sea terminal we have here on our left, and the Isle of, this is the Douglas Corporation Electric Power Station on our left. This is the quarter bridge. We have on our left a council housing estate called Porose. We have also on our left the municipal golf course, Porose. On the hill on the left is a television booster station for the BBC. This is the small village of Cool. And now looking from here you can see the mountain range that runs down the center of the island. It starts at Ramsey in the north, which is on our right hand side. It goes right down the center to Port Erin in the south. The far one you see with the white building on the top, that is Snaefell. That is the highest in the island, which is 2,034 feet. The white building is an hotel which belongs to the Manx Electric Railway. It goes up to the summit. The wireless mast is for directing aircraft. The valley below is called the Gleba Valley. It runs right across the center of the island from Douglas on the east to Peel on the west, just a few feet above sea level. The main road connecting Douglas and Peel, and also the railway line, runs through that valley. The view that you see on the right is called the Plains of Heaven. It derived its name from a painting which was done over 100 years ago by John Martin, a famous artist. He painted a picture and he called it the Plains of Heaven. It's not a painting of this view on the right, it is a religious painting of angels' waterfalls. But it is said that John Martin got the inspiration to paint that picture by looking at this view along here on the right. So ever since then, it has been known as the Plains of Heaven. This is East Foxton. The stretch of water that you see there in front is called the Erie Dam, and it was made at one time for water power for the lead mines. Round this part of the island, there's quite a number of lead mines working many years ago, but they're all now closed. This is the village of Foxton, once a very prosperous lead mining village, but they are also closed. Now this is called the Shoulder Road. We're climbing up onto the side of the mountain, and looking from here, you can see what you cannot see from many parts of the island. You can see right across the island. If you look away to the right, you will see Douglas, which is on the east coast, and here to the left is Peel and the sea on the west side of the island. So looking across there, you can see right across the center of the island from Douglas to Peel. You may have wondered what is the size of the island. Well, it's 34 miles long. It varies from 12 to 15 miles across. So you can see from here right across the center of the island. Now this mountain we're now going along the side of is South Barul. And the one you see in front, that is called Crontneri Lay, that is Manx, which means in English, the Hill of the Rising Sun. We are now approaching the Four Roads, which is known as the Round Table. We turn right here, and looking away in the distance across the sea, the mountains you see in the distance, those are the Mountains of Mourne, of course, in Ireland. And looking further away to the right, you will see the Mull of Galloway, which is in Scotland. Now, from the Mull of Galloway to the Point of Ayr is 16 miles. That is the nearest point to the mainland. Looking away to the left, that far point of land you see, that is the Caffer Man or Caff Island. It's a small island. It consists of about 600 acres. It is owned by the National Trust and is kept as a bird sanctuary. You cannot see where it's divided from the mainland because it's in behind this next head. This next head, that is Bladder Head, you can see Milner's Tower on the top. Port Erin is just round the corner. Now looking down below in front is the Niabo Bay with the rocks jutting out. Banyava Bay was a favorite haunt of the late Flurry Fords when she used to come each summer to the Derby Castle. She was very fond of Banyava and used to spend most of her leisure hours at Banyava Bay. There's a bungalow on the beach which is known as Flurry Fords Bungalow. There's also two thatch fishermen's cottages. Now this is the village of Derby, and the small church on the left is St. James's Church. We are now approaching Glen May. I shall give you a stop for about half an hour at Glen May. So here we are. This is Glen May, and you can have half an hour here. There's a nice glen. It goes right down to the sea. You'll not have time to go to the bottom, but there's a lovely waterfall just about 100 yards from the entrance. If you want a cup of tea now, there's a nice cafe here on the left, and if you fancy a little stronger, well, you'll get that on the right. Now, this is the village of Patrick, and on the left, we have a farm which is called Knockaylo. In the First World War, it was a prison camp where 26,000 prisoners were interned, but since then, it is owned by the government, and it is used as an experimental farm run by the Board of Agriculture for experimental purposes. Now, looking in the field, just behind the farm buildings, you will see the largest three legs of man in a different colored grass just behind the farm buildings. Now, that is Peel Hill you see with the tower on the top. And the tower is Curran's Tower. Curran's Tower was built by Curran, a very wealthy, lived at the bottom of the hill, and owned a large fishing fleet catching herring out of Peel. There's a small graveyard near the tower where some of his ancestors are buried. We are now approaching a very important village. It's the village of St. John's, and you can see there in front Timber Hill, made like a wedding cake. It's that is where they proclaimed the laws of the island on July the 5th, an old custom that goes back over 1,000 years, and they still keep up that old custom in the island. And every year on July the 5th, they have a service first in the church, a procession onto the hill headed by the governor with the different officials of the island, and all the laws that has been passed during the 12 months is read out from the hill in the Manx and the English language. And in the days when they made the hill, the island is divided into 5 sheadings and 17 parishes. The soil collected from the 17 parishes of the island to make up the hill so that it would represent the whole island. Now the war memorial which stands between the church and the hill, that is the national war memorial, it is for the whole island. Now this is Ballacrane Corner, it's one of the famous corners on the TT course. From here to the quarter bridge on the outskirts of Douglas would be all part of the famous motorcycle race course, with the machines coming in the opposite direction to us. Now we have here on the left Greba Castle. It was the residence of the late Sir Hall Caine the novelist. This is the village of Crosby, and now we are approaching the village of the Union Mills. And on the hill on the left, that is the Manon Infirmary. It is a home for the aged and infirm. And we have here on the right Braddon Church, which is noted for its open air service. We are now approaching Douglas and the Quarter Bridge, and we are now on Douglas Promenade, along the promenade to Broadway. So our tour is nearly over, so I wish you all good day, and I hope you have all enjoyed it. Thank you very, very much. We are now about to return from Kirkbraddon open air service. You've been on a coach tour. I hope you've enjoyed the service. And you have a little while to spare yet before your dinner, which will be at 1 o'clock. So I'll just take you on a little tour around the town and show you some of the important places and buildings in the town. We are now on part of the famous motorcycle race course. This is called Braddon Bridge, and we are approaching the Quarter Bridge now. We turn left here at the Quarter Bridge, which is also part of the TT course. And this is Quarter Bridge Road. the hill that you see in front, that is Bray Hill, they come down there at well over 100 miles an hour. Approaching the top of Bray Hill, we have these two buildings here on the right. The first one, that is the boys' high school, the church is St. Ninian's Church. And we are now approaching here on the right, Nobles Park. And Nobles Park, it was left to the borough of Douglas by Henry Bloom Noble. He also left the grounds where the Villa Marina is built and money to build Nobles Hospital. So that is Nobles Park. And if you haven't seen a Manx cat while you've been in the island and want to see one, they have a cattery in Nobles Park where they rear the Manx cats, so you can see plenty of them in the cattery. And this is the starting and finishing point of the TT races. We have here on the right the grandstand, and on the left is the scoreboards. The course is 37¾ miles. This is Glen Crutchery Road, and we're now approaching the Governor's Bridge. It is called the Governor's Bridge because we have here in the trees on the left the Governor's residence. The Governor of the island is Sir John Paul. And we turn right here. This is Victoria Road. And on our left is Summerhill Glen. Summerhill Glen, it's a nice walk. You can get, you can enter the glen here, and it comes out onto the promenade, on the far end of the promenade, and it's free. Now this on our left that we're approaching, that is the Douglas Holiday Camp. At one time it was Cunningham's Camp, now the Douglas Holiday Camp. And we're approaching here on the right, this red building, a nice hotel. If you want nice free lodgings, you'll get it in this nice red hotel here on the right. Of course, it's the Isle of Man prison. Now, this crescent of houses we're approaching here on our right, that is Victoria Crescent. It's some of the favourite council houses in the town. And this is the bottom end of Nobles Park, the children's playground, the swings and roundabouts, etc. This is Duke's Road, and turning to the right here, on our right, is the headquarters of the St. John's Ambulance. This is Woodburn Road, and going down Woodburn Road, we have here on the left the Masonic Temple. We're also on the right, this church here we have on the right, that is Trinity Church. This is called Rosemount. And we turn right here, this is Kensington Road. And this building that we're approaching on the left, you'll notice on the top there's a large stork standing on the roof. And if you'll just look over the door, you'll see what building it is. And we're now approaching Nobles Hospital, which was left by Henry Bloom Noble. The money to build it in the first place, so that's why it is called Nobles Hospital. That is the hospital on the right, and on the left here is the nurses' quarters. And we have here on the right several more council houses. This is called Hillside Avenue. And on the left is another building which was left by Henry Bloom Noble, Nobles Hall. That is quite busy in the wintertime because it is the labour exchange where they lift their dole, especially in the wintertime. Now we turn left here and we come down Prospect Hill. And the church on the right, that is St. Mary's Catholic Church. And this building here on the left, on the corner, that is the House of Keys, or the island's House of Parliament. And on our right is Athol Street. Athol Street is mostly all lawyers' offices. And on the right is the Town Hall. That is the Town Hall on the right. And this is Victoria Street. And this is Victoria Street Church on the left. And on the left is the main shopping street, Strand Street and Duke Street. It goes along and comes out onto the promenade. And the clock now in front, that is the Jubilee Clock. And this is the Lock Promenade. The promenade is divided into four promenades. This is the Lock Promenade, the Harris Promenade, the Central Promenade, and at the far end is the Queen's Promenade. Now you'll notice in the centre of the bay, the tower, that is called the Tower of Refuge, and it was put there by Sir William Hillary. He lived at Fort Anne, and he witnessed several wrecks, which after the crew clambering onto the rock, they were washed away and drowned. So he built on the tower so that if it ever happened, he could get inside the Tower of and be saved. So that is the Tower of Refuge, and after that he founded the National Lifeboat Institution. Now this is the war memorial here on the right, and if you are looking for the museum, which is worth to spend an hour or so, it's on the top of the hill on our left. And this is the Villa Marina and Broadway. So our journey is over now, and I hope that you've all enjoyed it. Thank you very, very much.